Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am joined today by no other than Julian, aka Jules. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, it's been a while, Crocodile. And I haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Do you get it? I haven't seen you since last year.
No, I don't. Cricket button.
Okay, all right, let me get
you starting off early. 2021. Let's do it. How's it going, though, man?
It's going well. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but in honor of that joke, I'm going to play cricket.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So a couple of announcements for everyone that's joining us. We are going to 2 episodes a week. Every Tuesday and Friday, we will be releasing episodes. So stay tuned for that. In regards to our YouTube page, we will be going to a full video. So keep an eye out for that. We are getting the lights and cameras and all that stuff ready. So just make sure that you subscribe, like, and comment on all that good stuff. And then if you listen to us on the audio platforms, make sure that you subscribe. We do appreciate every subscriber and listener that we have. So shout out to you guys, and hopefully we'll have a good 2021.
Absolutely. Inshallah, right?
Inshallah. No, that's all right. Yeah, hopefully, yeah. If God wills it.
Thanks for the support, peeps. I appreciate y'all.
Other than that, if you want to talk about Promised Neverland?
Yeah, let's talk about that because it seemed like all the animes was on break.
I think.
Since the new year.
Yeah, there was a break for a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Even Black
Japanese
Clover.
Japanese holiday, right?
Yeah, for the new year. So I think they took the week off for that. So they're coming back with new episodes next week, but Promised Neverland did come out midweek, like probably like Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
So it did air season 2. If anyone hasn't checked it out, please go check it out as we are about to talk about spoilers. So pause whatever you're listening to us on and just go watch that. Highly, highly, highly suggest the Promised Neverland. One of my top animes of the past couple of years.
Yeah, a sleeper for me, most definitely.
Yeah, you actually told me about it.
Yeah. I stumbled across, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know it was going to be that good.
You know,
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You know what happened is, for me, you recommended it. You were like, hey, there's this really good anime. You'd like it. You know, you always recommend, like, these serious animes. I'm like, oh, what is it? You're like, oh, Promised Neverland. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch it. I forgot about it right as soon as you said it. I swear, as soon as you said it.
No love, bro.
Yeah, I was kind of disrespectful with that. Like, some months go by. I'm on HBO Max. I go down to the Crunchyroll section because they got a little Crunchyroll section. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, Promised Neverland, 8 episodes. Shit, I could do 8 episodes. That's nothing, right? Less than half hour a piece because, you know, you take out commercials and intro and outro and all that stuff. So by the end of the first episode, you like, I'm hooked. Like, oh shit, this is real. I finished the show overnight. I call you the next morning. I'm like, Julian, bro, I got this really good show. I got, like, you're gonna love it. Like I guarantee you're gonna love it. I don't recommend anything other than good ones. You were like, oh yeah, what is it? I'm like, Promised Neverland.
I'm like, you mother sucker.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, you really did tell me about this. My disrespectful ass thought you only recommend bad anime. But you know what? That's the thing. You only recommend good anime. You just don't recommend anime. You recommend bad movies.
I agree.
Yeah.
no, bad movies. I don't know. You're kind of biased on your
You recommended
tip.
Armageddon.
That's a great movie, bro.
That's an action.
Don't want to close my eyes.
Okay,
that's an awesome movie, bro.
Yeah, you know,
like, shout out to Bruce Willis, bro.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
That was not a good movie. You know what other movies you recommended that were good? Belly.
Okay, Paid in Full.
Paid in Full. Menace to Society.
New Jack City. You gotta watch them classics, bro.
Yeah, I watched all of them, and I thought they were great. You know, I.
But no. I recall saying, bro, watch Armageddon and Gladiator. Those just like those one-off movies.
Yeah. Gladiator was great. Oh my, okay, Gladiator's okay, top five. Armageddon's not in the same conversation.
Okay, you lose some of you. It's a hit or miss, I guess.
It's a fucking mess.
But my percentage is kind of high, right?
Well, yeah, you have 5 out of 6. That's okay. A really good percentage.
You do the math.
But you know what the bad part is? Is that you recommended it the most. You're like, yeah, watch Paid in Full. Well, you should really watch his Armageddon. I was like, Paid in Full was a good movie. Like, it was a great movie. Then you recommend Armageddon. I'm like, damn, Armageddon might be actually a good, like, even better.
I watched this. I have certain movies you like. Like, I was telling you, watch Me, Myself, and Irene.
On Irene?
Me, Myself, and Irene, Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, yeah, I would still never watch that.
Bro, that movie is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, comedy taste is different. Okay, everybody's comedies are different. You wouldn't like the comedies I like, but good movies are good movies. And you grouped it in with the good movies, like Gladiator, great movie. Training Day, great movie.
Yeah.
What's it called? American Gangster with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Awesome movie.
I love it.
Top tier.
And then in the same breath, you would say, yeah, Armageddon is with those movies.
I wouldn't even like rank them all together. It was just like, oh, well, these are some movies I like.
Okay.
Don't put too much thought into it.
No, I didn't put any thought into it.
But they some bangers though. Like,
which ones?
All the movies you just
all made. The movies that I mentioned. American Gangster, Paid in Full.
Armageddon.
You almost got me again. No, it isn't. No, fuck it isn't. My God. No, they're not. Bro, have you ever watched The Hangover?
Yeah.
I would never recommend The Hangover. I would never recommend it. I'd be like, you know what? If you stumble upon it on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, go ahead and fucking watch it. I would never be like, you know what? Stop what you're doing and watch it.
Facts. Speaking of Netflix, that's how I stumbled across Promise Neverland.
Oh, yeah. I stumbled on it. It was like HBO Max.
I don't know why it was just stuck on it, but you know how on Netflix it go into preview? If you scroll across of it,
It
go into preview and then it's just go. So I'm just sitting watching it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So, I mean, I like the color of it, like the animation. The animation,
the animation style.
Yeah.
You know, sorry.
No. So I'm like, okay. And like you mentioned, that first episode, I don't know why it just like got me. I think it was the opening scene, like some demon type shit I heard. Yeah, I think they opened up with that.
Yeah, I'm like,
damn, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it hooked me, bro. Like, I just one-nighted that boy.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's not that long.
Right.
I don't know if we should even spoil it for anyone, but for me, it's a top-tier anime.
Yeah.
It really is. It's top-tier. Like, out of any list that you see, you're going to put it in, like, if you were to say, like, 5 tiers, it would be in the top tier.
You think so?
Yeah. It would definitely be top tier. Fullmetal Alchemist would be top tier.
I think we're giving this anime a little higher.
No, it's that good.
Of a ranking.
No, it's that good.
Because we don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I watch enough animes for me to know it's... So, yeah, it's up there.
You're willing to risk
your
reputation.
The reputation of the Imposter Syndrome podcast...
Exactly.
...is on the line.
Okay.
I would bet both of my nuts and your dick.
Nice.
You know? All of that. Okay. I don't know who would want to win it, but you can have my nuts and you can have his dick if you prove me wrong. Yeah. So it's it's definitely a top-tier anime.
Okay.
I would say... What else is a top-tier anime? It's not... You know, I'm not going to get... Should we get into the top-tier animes?
Top-tier anime, like...
It's a slow week, and so...
Let's just get into the episode, I guess.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's talk about the episode.
Spoiler alert ahead. So,
yep, spoiler alert.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
So we actually watched this together, and it was like, bro, I don't remember what happened. First thing, we opened up to the kids running, getting chased by some badass monster. Demonic four-leg monster, right?
I think it was more than 4 legs. It had like six. Yeah. It had like 20 eyes and some shit like that, and was chasing them. and then cut to the intro. After the intro, they go in and they're like, you know what? Life on the inside is so much different out here. I'm like, yeah, it's different. You were spoiled on the inside, bro. Like, you faced no difficulties, you know?
Right. That's
everything that you wanted.
Exactly. And it just tripped me out how, bro, it was like a legit human farm, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same way we treat animals is the way they were treating humans.
Perspective.
You know, yeah. And it's like we want the human to grow nice and good. You know, the brain is the best part. I'm like, damn, bro, I feel objectified right now. Like, I'm feeling like, you know, like you can trade me on a block or something. Like,
yeah, I'm a human. It just blew my and they look back how they really, like, rank these humans. Like, oh,
you know,
about to develop this boy or girl.
You know, they
at a certain age.
They did a thing when they were like the kids couldn't know that they were going to be killed because that impedes their growth. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we want a smart brain. We want a like a mentally good, unfatigued brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, like that is the most messed up part. It's like they don't see it coming. They don't know that they're on a farm. They don't know that this woman that they call mom and really loves them is a sociopath that's basically raising them so that way they get slaughtered by these demons.
Bro, she was just so dark.
Yeah.
And, bro, the first season.
I felt
season.
Bad for the black one.
Yeah.
There was two moms. There was a black one and there was the white lady.
Yeah. It was so thrilling. That's what I like about it. It was like. It had you on edge.
Yeah, that the black lady was like, oh, I'm going to try to fuck this bitch over. I'm going to try to make this my farm. You had your shine. I'm trying to get mine.
Exactly.
And then she lost out because she was like, nah, I'm playing chess. Why you playing checkers, bitch?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah. She got one over on her.
Yeah, I do recall that. And it was like, bro, the concept of it seems so basic, but they put a lot into it.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like quick episodes, and like it's just like you know, like when a good anime, like what makes a good anime is strategy. You know, like you're rooting for them, but like you can see like that, like things are happening for a reason. It's not just shit falling out of the sky.
Right.
Like Death Note did that really well. Like Death Note would talk about like every single thing that happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like there was this like little match between him and L.
Right, right.
So, like, this anime does that. Like, okay, demons are going to think this way. There's somebody on the inside who's spying on us. Somebody who's feeding the feds information. And by feds, I mean demons. You know, like there's somebody among us who's trying to fuck us over, you know. And that person could be a double agent. You know, it's just so much shit that plays into it that's so intricate. It's like a giant fucking web. It's beautiful. I love it.
Fire, by the way.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm sweating?
No. You're just nailing it, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you just pounding it.
Yeah. Bro, earlier I was playing Warzone, right? I was playing Warzone, and I was like, yeah.
You suck, by the way.
No, I do suck, but I'm decent.
No, you're pretty good.
Yeah, so I was top three, and I was like, yeah, I just pounded this guy. And as soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, that sounded a little sus right there. Yeah. I was like, as soon as I said it, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I hope that he didn't pick up on it.
And I said, what, bro?
As soon as you said. I was like, yeah, I should have said like something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, as soon as I say something, I'm like, okay, yeah, that was definitely sus. Yeah. I'm assuming there was definitely a handful of things that I said today that was sus.
Yeah, bro. It's like, today you was just in rare form.
Yeah, you know there was in the first episode how that guy William Minerva, aka Bill Bill Minerva.
Yeah,
which is weird how William is Bill is short for William. I'll never get that.
Bro, you broke down some philosophy. Type,
yeah, yeah.
Geometry.
Yeah.
Type, anthology. Type.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, bro, but it was funny, bro. He was like, oh. Break it down for me.
Yeah, no. So it was William Minerva, right? And I was like, William. So Minerva is the Roman goddess of wisdom who's based off of Athena. Athena is the Greek goddess of wisdom. And the Greek goddess of wisdom, Athena, uses owls as her carriers of wisdom between her and the mortals.
And I'm shaking my head like, yep.
Yeah, yeah. And he hit me with, yeah, I read that somewhere. I was like, oh, where? And then I die laughing because I realize he's just shitting on me. Like, he's shitting me. Like, you know, he's, you know, he's taking a mick. I'm like, what the f-? Like, man, like, bro. Yeah. And come to find out, you never read anything like that.
Bro.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors.
Oh, do your thing, bro.
Okay. And now that we're back, so what was I talking about?
Oh, yeah, we was in
the episode. Oh, yeah, so I was saying some things that are sus, right?
you just want to get back to
it. No, that. I wanted to get back to it. Because
that's why you missed. This is why you sus today, bro.
No, no, because he was like, so for all I know, William Minerva is like some 30-year-old guy who's in contact with some kids somewhere, right?
Right.
And what does he do? He was like, he writes in this book, Touch Me.
Right,
like that's
right, his. That's the instruction.
Yeah, like
touch me.
TOUCHME. If you really need help, some seek me out. Touch me. I'm like, huh? Like this man was really on some sus shit. Like,
man.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Yeah, that was questionable. I was like, in Japan, this shit must fly because touch me over here in the States. That means you about to get groped or something.
You know what'd be fucked up, bro? They running from demons.
And they end up to a real predator.
He's a predator, a human predator. Yeah. That would be some fucked up shit.
Yeah, bro, that is. You go from one demon mouth to another demon mouth.
Exactly,
bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
in the episode, it seems like, bro, some demons. They was getting chased by demons, right?
Yeah, they were trying to get, they were getting chased by the ops. So they were, like, it was four demons. Yeah. Quadrupeds, so they, you know, they were all on fours, but there was one guy who had a big ass sword, almost as long as he was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he was running shit.
I'm wondering how strong these demons are because clearly they look like
formidable. OP. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It looks like a human does not stand a chance.
Oh no,
like,
yeah, hand-to-hand bro. The only reason they left him was because they want to eat him.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only reason they left him. They did not give a fuck.
So I wonder, bro, like, I don't know. I guess maybe if they meet the owl or whatever the fuck, I don't know. If they meet up with, I guess, other humans in the other world or in the other location, do you think they have some type of weapons or something to combat the demons?
I don't think they stand a chance.
I think they're all in hiding type
shit? Yeah, I think they're all in hiding. I think... But I think that guy, so how did that guy get the books in there?
Yeah, I was wondering.
You know what
that,
I mean?
Like,
how long have these books been in here? How long has this been a thing? What's the real world like versus the farm? Is there other demons around the world? Some shit like that makes you think, right? Like, how far ago did they set this shit up, right?
Right.
It's been a minute because, like, at some point humans must have thought this shit was normal, right?
Honestly, the books look like it's just plot armor, bro. Unless they really do a real good job.
I think they might do a good job
explaining how those books
got in there. I think they're gonna do a good job because no way they introduced Billy for that shit.
But then again, there are, it seems like, you know what I'm saying, the demons that helped them.
Yeah.
They seem good.
Yeah,
at the outro, so maybe there are
good demons out there. And there are
cooperate with the humans.
Because there are bad humans. Like mom. Like mama.
Oh, yeah.
So she's a bad human. She's, you know, she's literally a fucking bitch. Excuse my language. I just have something against it.
I fuck with her, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know why I don't fuck with her? It's because she fucked over the black maid.
Bro, she was grimy, bro.
Was she? Okay, she was grimy. But like, you didn't have to do it.
Everything that she got.
No,
on some real shit.
Yeah,
she deserved it.
No, okay, I don't know.
She just outsmarted her. She tried to play her, bro.
Yeah,
and she
did.
Tables turned,
yeah.
Like, bro, it's levels to this shit.
Yeah,
you trying to, you know what I'm saying? You try to down me to get to a certain level.
Yeah,
but, hey,
yeah, you're right. Right.
Yeah, I'm in this.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt some type of way, you know, when that shit went down. Like,
but picturing somebody, you know what I'm saying, after you, trying to get your spot.
Like, imagine somebody, if I were to work at a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes into the team And they're like, you know what? I'm going to aim for, you know, the highest position. It just so happens I'm the highest position in this team, right?
Yeah.
And, like, what they do is, like, you know, like during drills or something like that, like, they'll fuck me up. Or, yeah, like, they'll make me roll on my ankle.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, once he's out of the lineup, I'm the next person up. Like, I'm the next superstar. Like, that's some, like, really fucked up shit.
Yep.
I would agree with that, but you have to look at it from their perspective in that, you know what? I want to be the star of a team too.
But earn it, bro.
Yeah.
I don't respect the, oh, you got to
sabotage. There's not enough. There's, bro, the thing is, like, they, like, the, you can't take some people out. Like, you know, like, no matter how good you are, you can't take LeBron out of the lineup.
Wait your turn. Or step it up.
That's what AD is doing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say it's going to be AD's team when LeBron retires.
I think it's AD team right now.
Oh, well then?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Nobody thinks that.
The media is always going to say it's LeBron team.
Yeah.
But when because AD scored 30 points, they're unbeatable.
I guarantee you. I have
seen LeBron put up 40, 35 points, and they still lost. I have yet to see AD score 30-plus points.
I have a question.
Double-digit rebounds and they lose again.
I have a question. When LeBron puts up those points, is AD playing? I don't think he is. When AD is playing.
No, yeah, I recall. I just don't want to misquote myself. But
you don't want to give false information.
I think AD was having a bad game and LeBron was, you know, carrying them and they lost.
See, that's the difference between you and I. I will confidently say some bullshit.
Oh, man.
Right? I will confidently lie my, like, I will lie on my life. And I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I was right. Look, I wasn't wrong.
This man dead in his
eye. Yeah. And be like,
say, it's rigged. I am, God bless.
I will say I'm better than Michael Jordan. Like, LeVar Ball. I really think LeVar Ball actually thinks he's better than Michael Jordan.
Bro, I respect LeVar.
Yeah.
He said my boys is going to be in
the NBA. Two out of three are in the NBA.
Bro.
One out of three was in the NBA for a couple of days, but, you know, fuck the Pistons on that.
And he you know where the Pistons are in there, bro.
Pistons are last in the East.
It's still early.
Huh?
It's still early in the season.
Yeah, no, I'm actually happy about that.
Why?
They weren't going anywhere.
You're a hometown hater.
No. I'm a hometown strategist.
Oh, by the way, we're located in Michigan.
Yeah, somewhere in Michigan. Yep. The magic mitten, as they say. Does anybody say
the dirty glove? They say
the dirty glove.
Yep.
I was gonna say like something inappropriate.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
Yeah, I was going to say something along the lines of, like, when I'm done with these bitches, it's the dirty glove. But when I start, it's the magic mitten.
Cricket.
Should I do the cricket?
There we go.
No, because, like, I'll get that, like, I'll just, like, ravage their, you know, insides with my hands is what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. We left anime completely. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah, anybody watch hentai?
That's why I love this guy, bro. By the way, I know you probably heard this before, but Ali is the most funniest person when he don't try to be funny.
I think I'm.
But when he try to crack a joke, when he try
no, I genuinely think I'm very funny.
No, I agree, bro. You're entertaining and you're funny, bro.
Like when I want.
It just works when you don't try to be funny.
Yeah. Like when I want you to laugh, like you'll laugh.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
like right now you're kind of laughing because I want you to laugh.
No, yeah. When you want me to laugh or others around you to laugh.
Yeah.
It's crickets. But just fake being, news.
Fake
just
news.
Being you, you know what I'm saying? You all right with me. I don't care what they say.
It's all rigged. Fake news.
We wasn't supposed to be here, man.
Fake news. No, I was going to say that I think I'm a great guy. I think you're a great guy. I think we're a couple of great guys who are doing great things on some generic shit.
For the people.
For the people.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I guess back to the episode. Yeah. I mean, it looked like they passed out, right? After getting hogged down by the demons.
And, yes.
They woke up dead. I'm sorry.
You know what they
leave you dead in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. You know what there was a joke that I heard. It was what's the difference between white people and black people?
Mm-hmm.
White people will be like, he died in his sleep. Black people will be like, he woke up dead. When I read that shit, I was like, oh shit, that is funny. Yeah.
Yep.
That's accurate though. That's accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's not racist, by the way. I can't be racist.
No. That's not even a discussion.
Yeah. I'm not racist.
Of course you're not, bro.
Yeah, I can't be racist. Thank you. Back off the politics. I think we made like 6 or 7 politics references today.
We promised, I guess it was kind of sneaky.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't talk politics.
Yeah, but we definitely reference it. Yeah, we definitely reference it.
For the people.
For the people. For you, the people. And I give it back to you, the people. That was my impression of DJT. Again, I didn't say any names. I just said 3 letters.
Gotcha.
So
they woke up feeling good. They're like, oh, okay, so I'm glad you're okay. We got saved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then they woke up, went outside. It was like this girl come up. I was like, oh, yeah, you guys left those demons. Don't worry about it. We saved you. It was like, hey, so if you guys don't mind breaking a little something down for me, why are 2 demons saving us from other demons?
Facts.
And Anna, God bless her heart.
Emma.
Yep. Fuck. Emma. God bless her heart. Lovely girl. I love her like a sister. Yep. Dumb bitch. You can't look at his fucking feet
and see that they're fucking claws.
Yeah. Like, are you fucking dumb?
Like,
is you stupid, bitch? Are you fucking dumb?
Yeah. Excuse my language. Let's not. You know what I'm saying? They may be leading us to some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You like see her feet.
Like, you seen those guys. They were trying to raise us for 15 years to try to eat us. You think these guys won't eat us? Like, we gotta. Nobody is our friend unless we know them. Unless they're like vetted, they're not with us, right?
I think Ray probably is like, what's going through his mind is like, damn, man, they got my people's captured in another.
Yeah,
world.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, they got them hostage. Some
bounty hunters.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You know,
we cost.
Yeah, I mean, right away we knew that they weren't like that because of the outro.
Yeah, that's what we suspected.
Yeah, so, like, it was a cliffhanger, but at the same time, like, it's, like, within a second of, like, those two, like, putting them in the outro was, like, the most romantic shit I ever seen.
Right, right.
I loved it. I was like, they can make an anime out of this outro alone. Like, give these guys a spin-off.
If I didn't see the outro of them looking so, like, calm and peaceful,
yeah,
I would
give them an outro. Give them, do a spinoff. I want to see their origin story. That's beautiful.
Never know.
Yeah. Make a hentai out of that.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, like, I've seen some crazy hentais in my life.
I don't think I will actually look at that, bro.
Oh, the hentai of that? Like, the parody of, like, those demons?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, or just hentai in general?
No. Just down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
I think it's the feet for me.
It's the feet. Okay, yeah, it's all the feet.
Just, I can't get past the feet.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
It's locked in my brain right now.
Yeah. Like, she has some nice feet. cute little thing, PYT. I was going to say a whole other discussion that we had over the phone the other day, but I'm going to leave that for next week. We'll discuss it. As always,
we talk about so much shit.
The One Piece.
Oh.
Yeah. We're gonna have to. That's a whole episode by itself.
That could go 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
What's levels?
Yeah.
I'll give you a sneak peek.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hit it. Hit me with the sneak peek.
Bro, in order to see me, you gotta put in the work.
Oda or Goda? That's what they call him, right? They call him Goda on Twitter.
Goda is just like,
By the way, Oda is the author of One Piece. I think most people know that. If they don't know that, then that's... If you don't know, now you know.
Bro, that's like so elementary. People is like cringing listening
to No, that. Bro. I don't watch One Piece. And I never will. That's what I'm saying. That's I so never will. I don't want...
Disrespectful, bro.
Yeah.
That's why... We're going to leave it to...
Okay. We'll leave it till next week. We'll leave you guys on a cliffhanger. We'll hit you with the outro. As always, like, comment, subscribe. Visit us on our YouTube page. If you're listening to us on the YouTube page, listen to us on our audio platform.
Absolutely.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. If any sponsors want to reach out to us, I doubt that you do, but reach out to us via our email. You can find it on our webpage, Anchor.
Yeah, you can find us.
Yeah, if you really want to, you can find us.
And we appreciate you.